Gavrik to Kopitar to Gavrik, who scores! Oh, it doesn't get any better than that.
The action on the ice might be over,
but we're just getting warmed up.
It's time for the Los Angeles Kings postgame show, brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Morongo, good times.
Toffoli to the net, shoots, scores!
With a full recap, highlights, scores from around the league, and your stars of the game, here are Nick Nixon and Darrell Evans.
And hi again, everybody, back here at Staples Center, where the visiting Coyotes did not lead the entire game until midway through, well into the third period. And Brad Richardson's goal at 11:47 of the third turns out to be the game winner, a 3-2 decision for Arizona. Right now, let's head downstairs and join Darrell Evans and his guest.
Thanks a lot, Nick. Down here just outside the locker room. Tough one for the Kings tonight. You know, a game that you want to battle back and put one in the win column, but weren't able to do that. Tyler Toffoli joining me. Tyler, not the results you guys were looking for here tonight. Tough way to finish this one.
No, just we couldn't find a way to pull through this one. We knew we needed a win here, and just didn't do a very good job.
You've played this team a couple of times here in the first month of the season. Both results not positive. Two losses here in your building. The next three games of the series will be played in Arizona. But what is it the Coyotes do that seems to not allow you guys to have success?
Oh, they're a fast team. We didn't do a very good job of putting the puck in areas that we could go to work, and we just couldn't find a way to put them in a big hole there.
And for yourself tonight, you pick up your, you tie for the league with your 10th goal of the season. Just kind of maybe let us know the way you saw it there down on the ice with the Kings on the power play when before you got the pass from McBain.
Oh, it was just a pass over and just a shot. Just wasn't enough for us tonight. We got to do a better job and find a way.
You had an opportunity late in the hockey game. You're up in a high slot area there. Looked like Smith made a pretty good save on you. You got the shot off quickly trying to go in a low corner, but he was able to get his right toe on it.
Yeah, no, Luce made a good play, and it's one of those where you you need to bear down and put that in and, you know, give our team the lead or, you know, just do something to give us a little more energy.
It seemed like through the first half of the game at one point there when you guys had a 2-1 lead, shots were in favor of you guys 20-8, and that seemed to be a trend on this homestand for the last few games. You've limited the opposition to very few shots, very few good scoring chances. Yet they seem to capitalize once or twice on chances, and you guys deserve a better fate. You sense the guys get frustrated when that happens?
Oh, I mean, we're not giving up very many shots, but the ones that we're giving up, you know, Cookie's, you know, having to make a grade A save, and he's not going to be able to do that all night, every night. We got to find a way to lock it down and just be better for him and be better as a team.
Your captain tonight, Dustin Brown, picks up his first goal of the season. What's it mean to the team to have him figure in on the score sheet?
Yeah, no, it's obviously huge. It was a huge goal for us in the first period there to kind of get us going. And like I said, we need to find a way to score that next one and put teams in a little bit of a hole and not let them hang around all night.
Next opponent for the Kings, the New York Islanders on Thursday night. They had a big win tonight in San Jose. From what you know of that hockey team, what do the Kings have to do in that game in order to succeed?
Oh, they're a really skilled team. Yeah, they got a lot of offense, and you got to be ready for it. Have a good day tomorrow, and you know, just get back to work.
All right, Tyler. Again, tough one tonight for the Kings. Good luck to you and your teammates as they take on the New York Islanders on Thursday night.
Thank you.
All right, Nick. Back up to you.
Tyler Toffoli joining us on the post game. Tyler's 10th goal of the season was a power play goal in the second period. At the time, it gave the Kings a 2-1 lead. Toffoli, Patrick Kane, Jamie Benn all lead the NHL. They all have 10 goals apiece. But the Coyotes win it 3-2. We'll have the highlights when the postgame returns after this timeout on Talk Radio 790 KBC and the Kings Radio Network. Brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa.
Someone told me that we gained a whole hour with daylight savings time. Kind of crazy that there's 25 hours in a day now. What's that? And now, your top five reasons to visit Morongo. Number five.
You could win a brand new Infiniti Q50, plus a share of $8,000 in free slot play this Sunday.
Number four.
Are you ready for some football? Join us at Tacos and Tequila for viewing parties with food, drink specials, and prizes every Monday and Thursday.
Three.
Find the season's hottest gifts in Morongo's Holiday Gift Shop. Open all month long to Morongo Rewards members.
Number two.
Don't miss the amazing Morongo $300,000 giveaway all month long.
And the number one reason to go to Morongo Casino Resort and Spa.
Spice up your weekend with Little Joe y La Familia. Performing live Friday, November 20th.
Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Conveniently located on the I-10. Less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Morongo. Good times.
To those who say, just as the sun rises in the east, so too must breakfast be enjoyed in the morning. McDonald's now says, yeah, we don't really agree with that. Introducing McDonald's new all-day breakfast menu. Now you can get a hot and freshly made Egg McMuffin sandwich, hash browns, and other delectable breakfast tastes day and night. It's time to start enjoying the breakfast you love anytime you wish. Breakfast items vary by location. Deliciousness doesn't.
Nick Nixon here for our friends at AAMCO. These days, more people are keeping their cars longer. If you're one of them, listen closely. Your transmission is one of the most important parts of your car. And with newer cars, you can't tell if your car needs a transmission repair. If your car just doesn't feel right or a service light is on, there's only one place to go. That's AAMCO. For a limited time, mention LA Kings Radio, and the guys at AAMCO will check your transmission for free. And if your check engine light is on, AAMCO will read and report the trouble codes to you at no cost. That's right. Why pay up to $100 somewhere else? AAMCO can take care of all your car care needs. Over half the cars serviced at AAMCO don't even need a rebuilt transmission. Call the pros at 1-800-GO-AAMCO or log on to AAMCOSOCAL.com for the center nearest you. That's AA. MCO, AAMCO, transmissions, and a whole lot more.
Most vehicles may not be combined with any other offer.
The Kings are out for 3-5. Catch every bone-crunching hit. Here, 790 KABC.
Post-game show continues. 3-2 Arizona, the final. The three stars of the game. Dustin Brown, our third star, had his first goal of the season. Three shots on goal tonight. Dustin Brown, star number three. Oliver Ekman-Larsson, the talented young defenseman there, former first-round pick, had an assist, but a great all-around game, as he usually delivers. 27 minutes plus tonight to lead all Coyotes, actually led everybody in the game, played more than Drew Doughty did. Oliver Ekman-Larsson, star number two. And with his first two goals of the season, Martin Hanzel is star number one. Hanzel now with two goals and 13 assists for the season. Now the highlights. First period, the clubs traded goals, and it was at 5:54 of the first period that the Kings started the scoring. Quick six of his career 38 shutouts against the Coyotes. Scoreless first period off the draw. Doughty for Pearson, right side to Doughty in front, off a stick. Score! Tipped by Dustin Brown. The Kings won the draw. Doughty got the pass between the circles. He moved in on Smith. The puck rolled off his stick right to Brown, who tipped it down low past Smith. Dustin Brown's first goal of the season, and the Kings are up 1-0. And again, the goal at 5:54 with Doughty and Pearson assisting. For Drew Doughty, his eighth point in his last eight games. In that stretch, he's got a goal and seven assists. So the Kings scored first here tonight. But about 5.5 minutes later, at 11:37, the Coyotes tied it up.
A real good look there by Tanner Pearson, and it's nice to see him finding those areas in the offensive zone. A quick release there. He tried to beat Smith, who was coming out to challenge a shot down low.
Now a turnover and a score. Martin Hanzel right between the circles. The Kings had possession. Turn it over. Hanzel buries it, and the game is tied at one. And it was a McNabb pass up the middle that got picked off. Did not look like it was tipped. So Hanzel unassisted at 11:37, his first goal of the year, to tie it up. And that was the scoring in period number one. The clubs traded goals in the second period. The Kings were working on their first power play of the game when at 5 minutes they regained a lead. Toffoli chases it down. Feeds it out to Martinez. Right side to McBain. McBain across right circle. Toffoli scores! Boy, great puck movement on that sequence right there. And the red-hot Tyler Toffoli from the face-off dot to the right of Mike Smith buried it up high, his 10th goal of the season. Power play goal, Kings, and they're up 2-1. 10th goal of the season indeed. McBain and Martinez with the assist. That power play goal at the five-minute mark, and that gave the Kings their second lead of the game. But again, the Coyotes came back, and they tied it in the second period at 9:59. Out to Ekman-Larsson, a shot blocked. Puck bounces in front. Hansel, a backhander, and he scores. Bad bounce right there for the Kings. They had blocked the shot. It bounced to Hansel, and while he was falling off balance, he backhands it in. Beat quick upper right corner, his second goal of the game and of the season. And the Coyotes have tied it at two. And the goal again at 9:59. Ekman-Larsson and Reeder with the assist. So it was 2-2, and that's the way it stood. The Kings killed off a couple of penalties later on in that second period. Coyotes tonight in the power play went 0-for-3. And then into the third period, a period that featured no penalties at all, the Coyotes took their first lead at 11:47 of the third, and this turns out to be the game-winning goal. Coyotes have been good on the road this year. They're 5-2-1 with their win last night in Anaheim. Like the Kings, they have a better road record than they do at home here in the first 5-6 weeks of the season. Coyotes will get it in to the Kings' end, a 2-2 tie. Martinook with it, right corner, centers, tipped, score! Brad Richardson right in front, fought off a check, took the centering pass at the top of the goal crease and redirected it past Quick. And the ex-King, Brad Richardson, has Phoenix in front for the first time here tonight. It's 3-2. And that's the game winner. Second goal of the year for Richardson. Martinook and Doan drawing the assist on the goal at 11:47. So, as we mentioned right before on the play-by-play, the road record of Arizona, both the Kings and Coyotes have better road records early on the season. The Coyotes now 6-2-1 on the road as opposed to 2-4-0 at home. And the Kings' home record now back to 500, 5-5-0. And on the road, the Kings are 4-1-0. They've won 4 of 5. 3-2 the final. We'll take a look at the final numbers and the scoreboard when the postgame returns on Talk Radio 790 KBC and the Kings Radio Network, brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa.
Someone told me that we gained a whole hour with daylight savings time. Kind of crazy that there's 25 hours in a day now. What's that? And now, your top five reasons to visit Morongo. Number five.
You could win a brand new Infiniti Q50, plus a share of $8,000 in free slot play this Sunday.
Number four.
Are you ready for some football? Join us at Tacos and Tequila for viewing parties with food, drink specials, and prizes every Monday and Thursday.
Three.
Find the season's hottest gifts in Morongo's Holiday Gift Shop. Open all month long to Morongo Rewards members.
Number two.
Don't miss the amazing Morongo $300,000 giveaway all month long.
And the number one reason to go to Morongo Casino Resort and Spa.
Spice up your weekend with Little Joe y La Familia. Performing live Friday, November 20th.
Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Conveniently located on the I-10. Less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Morongo. Good times.
To those who say, just as the sun rises in the east, so too must breakfast be enjoyed in the morning. McDonald's now says, yeah, we don't really agree with that. Introducing McDonald's new all-day breakfast menu. Now you can get a hot and freshly made Egg McMuffin sandwich, hash browns, and other delectable breakfast tastes day and night. It's time to start enjoying the breakfast you love anytime you wish. Breakfast items vary by location. Deliciousness doesn't.
As a parent, you know the best ways to help your kid burn off energy.
Arigato, sensei.
But if your kid needed a hospital, would you know which one is best? It's Children's Hospital Los Angeles, California's only children's hospital ranked best on U.S. News and World Report's honor roll. To learn more or make a donation to the hospital that's earned a black belt in caring for kids, visit chla.org. Children's Hospital Los Angeles, we treat kids better.
Fox Sports West is your home for Los Angeles Kings hockey. Don't miss any of the action as Earhoff and Lucic join Kopitar's Wicked Company on a united quest. to reclaim the crown.
Save by Quick!
Follow the journey throughout the season with complete pregame and postgame coverage from the team that knows the team best.
And the Kings win it!
Fox Sports West, home of Kings hockey.
You don't usually get a stock tip from a 16-year-old, but I'm here to tell you about a different kind of stock. It's called Better Futures, a stock for social change that's not about making money. Instead, you invest to help students like me go to college, which ends up making the future better for all of us. My name is Alicia, and I'm your dividend.
Invest in better futures with UNCF. Visit uncf.org/invest. A mind is a terrible thing to waste, but a wonderful thing to invest in. Brought to you by UNCF and the Ad Council.
Hall of Fame broadcaster Nick Nixon talks here. Talk Radio 790 KABC.
And the postgame show continues. 3-2 Arizona here tonight at Staples Center. A lot of action around the NHL. The Rangers shut out Carolina. A lot of shutouts tonight. Rangers 3, Carolina nothing. Henrik Lundqvist in goal. Fast, Nash, and McDonough. The goals for the Rangers, who improved to 11-2-2. Colorado goes into Philadelphia and beats the Flyers 4-0. Duchesne had a couple, McLeod and Aginla, as Reto Berra recorded the shutout for Colorado. 4-0 Avalanche over the Flyers. St. Louis goes into New Jersey, shuts out the Devils 2-0. Parjärvi and Havlat had goals for the Blues. Havlat was in St. Louis when we were there on a tryout. Blues improving to 11-3-1. Jake Allen, the win in goal. Vancouver goes into Columbus and wins 5-3 to move ahead of the Kings atop the Pacific Division now. Henrik Sedin had two goals. Hansen, Sutter, and Daniel Sedin had one apiece. For Columbus, Jenner, Atkinson, and Jack Johnson. Vancouver 5-3 over Columbus. Buffalo goes into Tampa Bay, beats the Lightning 4-1. The Sabres are 7-8-0. Their goal scorers, Franzen, the rookie Jack Eichel, Foligno, and Ristolainen. Steven Stamkos for Tampa Bay, 4-1 Buffalo. Florida at home beats Calgary 4-3. Ekblad, Jager, Smith, and Trocheck for the Panthers. David Jones had two for Calgary. Monahad had one. Detroit at home shuts out Washington 1-0. Athunasu with the game winner. Bravo. Mrazek in goal. 38 saves the win. Detroit 1, Washington nothing. Nashville over Ottawa 7-5. 12 goals in that game. Watson, Jackman, Sissons, Bork, Ekholm, Yossi, and Weber for Nashville. Ottawa got a couple from Smith, Lazar, Carlson, and Mahalik. Nashville at home 7, Ottawa 5. Minnesota at home beats Winnipeg 5-3. Vanek had a couple. Porter, Haula, and Niederreiter as well. Little had a pair for Winnipeg. Blake Wheeler with one. Minnesota improving to 9-3-2, 5-3 over the Jets. Toronto on the road wins in Dallas. Dallas came in with a record of 12-3-0. They lose for just the fourth time. 3-2 Leafs. Gardner, Holland, and Parenteau for Toronto. Sharp and Fiddler for Dallas. And up the coast in the Bay Area, San Jose hosting the Islanders. The Islanders will be here on Thursday. The Islanders win it tonight 4-2. Tavares had a couple. Boychuk and Grabowski as well for San Jose, Burns and Ward. Thomas Greiss, the ex-Shark netminder, in goal tonight for the New York Islanders. And here tonight, 3-2 Arizona. Final shots, Kings 35, Arizona 25. On the power play, the Kings were 1 of 2. Toffoli had the power play goal, his team high fourth, and Arizona went 0-for-3. Some individual numbers, 6 shots on goal for Mikkel Bodker to lead the Coyotes. Jeff Carter, likewise, 6 shots on goal to lead the Kings. Physically, Doughty, 5 hits, led the Kings, and with 5, Oliver Ekman Larson leading Arizona. Best in the circle for the Kings, Kopitar, 70% tonight. He went 16-7. The best for Arizona, Boyd Gordon, he was 56%. He won 10 and lost 8. Once again, we want to thank our on-site producer, John Traconis, here tonight. Our network producers, Waymond Porter and Colin Yee. And next up, as the homestand continues, Thursday here at Staples against Tavares and the Islanders at 7:30. Our coverage on the air at 7 o'clock with the pregame, 7:30 play-by-play on Talk Radio 790 KABC and the radio network. A reminder, next up on the flagship KABC Kings Talk, give us a call. We'll be across the street at the Mixing Room, 800-222-5222, 800-ABC-KABC. For Darrell Evans, Nick Nixon saying so long and good night from downtown Los Angeles and Staples Center. Again, the final score, Arizona 3 and the Kings 2. Good night, everybody.
The Los Angeles Kings postgame show brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Morongo, good times, is now over. But the Kings' quest to reclaim their throne is far from over. Be sure to tune in next time as the Kings go for 3 cups in 5 years on your home for Kings hockey. Talk Radio 790 KABC and the Kings Radio Network.
KABC News, live and local at 10:43. I'm Gary Garrison. The body of a man in his 40s was found today inside a refrigerator in an apartment in South Los Angeles. The death is being treated as a homicide. L.A. Police Chief Charlie Beck says a man who was fatally shot by police in Northridge yesterday afternoon wrestled a beanbag gun away from the officer and fired it once, prompting the fatal officer-involved shooting. Beck says the man had been darting in and out of traffic and ignored officers' orders to detain him. The officer shot him with the beanbag gun first and a taser as well, but neither had any effect. Spurred by a doubling in the number of officer-involved shootings in the city, the new head of the L.A. Police Commission is taking action.
Taking over for Steve Soboroff, the new commission president, Matt Johnson, unveiled a plan to dent rising crime in L.A. and cut police shootings. This involves new training efforts and expanding the use of non-lethal force weapons, such as beanbag guns and tasers, when confronting suspects armed with knives or who appear to be mentally ill. Johnson is also calling for a review of shootings and comparison with like incidents in other cities. Chief Charlie Beck and the rest of the commission have thrown its support behind Johnson in the effort. Tom Perumian, KABC News.
California State Senator Connie Leyva plans to introduce legislation to eliminate the statute of limitations for rape when the Senate reconvenes in January. Leyva says the bill is aimed at ensuring justice for victims and survivors of felony sexual offenses, including rape, sodomy, lewd or lascivious acts, oral copulation, and continuous sexual abuse of a child.
Victims of these kind of crimes, of sexual assault crimes, so many times feel that shame, they feel that guilt, or they just don't know. They don't understand that family member wasn't supposed to do that to them.
Senator Leyva was a guest on the drive home with John and Jillian this afternoon. A documentary filmmaker will lead January's Rose Parade. KABC's Jeff Whittle has that story.
Tournament of Roses president Mike Matheson made the announcement in Pasadena on Tuesday.
Our 2016 Grand Marshal, an artist who reveals and reveres the adventure in all of us, Mr. Ken Burns.
Burns couldn't be there in person, so he taped a message.
My family and I are thrilled to participate in the parade and the other activities that mark the new year, including, of course, the Rose Bowl game.
This year's theme is Find Your Adventure. Burns' next documentary is on Jackie Robinson. I'm Jeff Whittle, KABC News.
From the Talk Radio 790 KABC Sports Desk, the LA Kings fell to the Arizona Coyotes tonight, 3-2. The New York Islanders harpooned the San Jose Sharks 4-2. The St. Louis Blues shut out the New Jersey Devils 2-0. The New York Rangers blanked the Carolina Hurricanes 3-0. The Colorado Avalanche in a whiteout win over the Philadelphia Flyers 4-0. The Vancouver Canucks capped the Columbus Blue Jackets 5-3. The Detroit Red Wings slid by the Washington Capitals 1-0. The Buffalo Sabres shocked the Tampa Bay Lightning 4-1. Meanwhile, the Florida Panthers edged the Calgary Flames 4-3. The Minnesota Wild defeated the Winnipeg Jets 5-3. The Nashville Predators took a bite out of the Ottawa Senators 7-5. And the Toronto Maple Leafs outshined the Dallas Stars 3-2. In the NBA tonight, the Miami Heat burned the Lakers 101-88, the final there. In Major League Baseball news, Dodger pitcher Zach Greinke has now won back-to-back Gold Glove awards, being named one of the National League's Gold Glove recipients after winning the same award back in 2014. KABC Southland weather mostly clear tonight, lows in the mid-40s to mid-50s. For Veterans Day, sunny skies, highs in the upper 60s to mid-70s. Right now, 57 Santa Monica and downtown Los Angeles, 53 in Santa Ana. I'm Gary Garrison, 790 KABC News. Once again, our final score tonight, the Arizona Coyotes 3, the Los Angeles Kings 2. Back with Nick and Daryl on the Kings Radio Network and 790 KABC, sponsored by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa.
The final horn is blown and the fat lady is singing. But you're just tuning in?
Gee willikers, did I miss the match, eh?
Yes, but after every Southern California broadcast, Nick and Daryl are doing a little overtime of their own. It's Kings Talk, heard exclusively on 790 KABC, covering all things Kings and taking your calls at 800-ABC-KABC. That's 800-222-5222. Call in now with your thoughts and comments on tonight's game and be a part of the show. Kings Talk with Nick Nixon and Daryl Evans starts now.
Welcome back to Kings Talk. Daryl Evans along with Nick Nixon. We're at the mixing room with the JW Marriott over at LA Live. Tonight, the Kings fall to the Arizona Coyotes by a score of 3-2. Third game of a five-game homestand for the Kings, and Kings need to improve on home ice. Their record here on home ice, not nearly as good as what they've been able to achieve on the road, so they get a chance on Thursday night. They'll take on the New York Islanders. The Islanders come in here Thursday night. After winning tonight in San Jose, the Islanders defeated the Sharks up north by a score of 4-2. Again, tonight was the first of our Legends Night, honoring Nick Nixon, my partner on the radio. Congratulations to him. Foster Hewitt Award winner last night, inducted into the Hockey Hall of Fame. So congratulations to Nick Nixon. Well-deserved. An outstanding career, 35 years with the Kings. This is his 35th year. So Nick will be joining us in a few minutes. He's on his sprint over from Staples Center right now. So we'll get a chance. Anybody who wants to make any comments or talk to Nick about his Hall of Fame induction his last couple of days in Toronto, I'm sure you're going to enjoy hearing what he has to say. Feel free to give us a call, 800-222-5222. That's 800-ABC-KEBC. Again, disappointing loss for the Kings tonight. A couple of opportunities that they had to expand on their lead, but were unable to do so. The Arizona Coyotes are a team, like the Kings, that they fare much better on the road than they do at home. So, again, 48 hours to think about it and then get back on the horse and go back at it again on Thursday night. Again, give us a call, 800-222-5222, and we'll go right to the phone lines. And Mike, you're on Kings Talk. What are your questions or comments tonight?
Hey, Daryl, Nick's not there yet, right?
I know, you just want popcorn. You don't want to hear my voice.
No,
don't worry,
he'll be here. No,
I'll drag it out, don't worry.
While disappointing tonight that, you know, obviously an ex-King has spoiled Nick's Legends Night, it's all about Nick tonight. I just wanted to call and give my props to the man of the evening, Nick Nixon, Hall of Famer, unbelievable broadcaster, 35 years of service, your partner for many, many, many years. The man is right up there in L.A. legend sports history, right alongside with Chick Hearn, Vin Scully, and, of course, Bob Miller. And we are so lucky to have Nick Nixon our side on the radio end. In a limited market like radio, for us to have now the ability to listen on something like our smartphones, like iHeartRadio, right at our pocket, wherever we are, it's just so great nowadays. For me to know that Nick Nixon has not only one but two championship rings on his finger alongside with you and, of course, Jim and Bob. You know, it's just amazing, and too bad the party got spoiled tonight. But regardless, you know, just what an accomplishment. I hope Nick gets to hear this. I've had the pleasure of meeting him on a couple of occasions and spoken to you guys dozens of times on this very show, where year in and year out, you make yourselves available to fans like us to where we can voice our opinions on the team, the game, whatever it is. And thank you guys for what you do. And once again, Nick, the man of the night, thank you for 35 years. Here's to 35 more. You are the man. Thank you.
Well, Mike, those are some great comments. And like I say, Nick should be over here momentarily, but yeah, an outstanding career to this point. And, you know, Nick has done a lot for the game of hockey out here. I remember first meeting Nick when I was in New Haven, and then when Nick came up to Los Angeles, and I was fortunate enough to join a team shortly thereafter. Listening to Nick in the years that I was removed from the game, he does an outstanding job, and, you know, he makes you feel like you're in that building each and every night. You know, he's really helped promote the game of hockey out here and develop our fan base, and a credit to him, regardless of what the score is. And we know that the Kings have had some lean years over the time, but Nick always makes the game sound very exciting and, you know, very easy to close your eyes and envision what's going on the ice. And that's a credit to him. You know, he takes a lot of pride in what he does. And being with him, as was Bob and Jim and his family the last couple of days in Toronto, and, you know, see him amongst his peers there get recognized in the fashion that he did. We're all very proud of him and, you know, the pride that he had and, you know, his family and all that. It's something really special. You know, very few people get to enter that shrine as Nick did. And, you know, he talked about it. We've talked about it a little bit. And I'm sure he's probably going to, after it sinks in for a few days, you know, what happened in Toronto and, you know, what happened tonight at Staples Center, being honored as one of the legends. It's special times. These are moments in your career that, you know, you reflect back on things. And to be able to have all his family and friends around to be able to share with that, it's a great time. So, yeah, I'm sure Nick really appreciates all the kind words that not only yourself but a lot of the Kings fans have shared and have given over the last couple of days. And, again, you're going to have lots of time to be able to continue telling Nick about that. And I know he's still probably on cloud nine a little bit, as he should be. Well-deserved, and we wish him nothing but the best in all the years to come, and keep bringing us, you know, the great calls on Kings games. And, you know, you look at the last few years when the Kings won their Stanley Cups, and especially that first one, I remember taking a look at him, and, you know, the Kings were on the verge of winning that cup, and just hearing the emotion in his voice when he made that call saying that, you know, the Kings have won the Stanley Cup, it was just something that, you know, that I'll never forget. And, you know, just, again, the emotion in his voice, I think, probably said it all, the look in his face. You know, I didn't have to say anything like that. It was just a matter of just letting those words resonate, go out there, and let everybody hear that. And it's something that I always hear back in my mind. And, you know, and then he was able to do it a couple of years again later. And hopefully he'll be able to do it again in the near future, as early as maybe June this year. But anything else, Mike?
Yeah, that, you know, his second call was even better than the first, the second year they won.
Yeah, he's had a little practice. I mean, you know, you get better at these things the more you do it.
Yeah, and, you know, how exciting is it right now for the Kings to have a guy who's Tyler Toffoli, who's in the, you know, fight for the lead in goal scoring? We haven't had a guy like that since, you know, who could score consistently. I mean, I know we got Jeff Carter, but a guy like Toffoli who's lighting it up almost every night, It's bringing really some excitement back. And after a dismal start this year, for them to go on the little run they did and still be fighting, you know, you can't count a team like Arizona out. They're clawing right up there and trying to, you know, make some damage too. So hopefully the Kings will keep riding the pace that they're at, and they'll, you know, they'll cruise into the playoffs this year and do some real damage.
Yeah, Tyler Toffoli is one of those gifted players, and we're fortunate to have him here in Los Angeles. Doesn't need a lot of great scoring chances in order to capitalize and put the puck in the net. With his goal tonight, giving him his 10th of the season, he's tied for the league lead in that department. You know, I think he showed right there being able to pick that puck off his skate and getting the puck to the net. His release is exceptional. The play that he made to Jeff Carter the other night, setting up that goal by Carter, also shows that he can move the puck. And, you know, at such a young age, I think we're just starting to see the tip of the iceberg. Tyler Toffoli is... one of those players that's got that special gift to be able to finish. And if he continues to play with the likes of guys like Jeff Carter, Tanner Pearson, who he was on a line with coming into this year, and then, you know, last year when they had the success in that, and he's going to continue to keep putting the puck in the net. You know, it's great to watch, and he, like I say, he doesn't need a lot of space or a lot of chances out there. He is one of those guys.
Yeah, definitely, man. It's awesome. So anyway, well, definitely, thanks. Thanks for the great call tonight, Daryl, and Nick, too, and I'll definitely call in again.
All right, Mike, we appreciate your call, and I'll send your messages over to Nick, and on his behalf, I'm sure he says thank you, and I know you're going to talk to him again in the near future. Thanks a lot, Mike. All right, let's go to Jeff. Jeff, you're on Kings Talk. What are your questions or comments tonight?
Well, I was watching it. I'm over here at the local establishment, New Hall, and we all toasted to Nick tonight. We're having a celebration for another friend of mine, but I wanted to make sure we toasted Nick on a special night so I couldn't be at the game here in his hometown, or here in his residence town, I should say. I wanted to tell Nick directly, but I'll tell you, Daryl, since he's not there yet. It's one of those things, you know, when he said in 2012 that the 45-year wait is over and the Kings can finally wear their crown, I legitimately tear up every time I hear that, because my grandmother took my father to a game in 1968. So when he and Bob both say the 45 years of suffering had ended, it was like, yeah, that's my family, man. We just, and unfortunately, we lost my grandpa not too long after. So it's one of those things where the memories of both Bob and Nick's call of the 45-year wait being over just always brings a tear to my eye because my family's now four-generation Kings fans.
Yeah, you know, Jeff, you mentioned that, you know, how many fans over the years had, you know, waited for that moment to come about. And I know a lot of them have been around, you know, since day one and different generations and different families. And, you know, I think it, as much as that championship meant to the players, I know that the players and, you know, people that have been involved with the team for a lot of years, including all the broadcasters that have been here, we know how much that meant to the fans. And, you know, for the fans to be able to share in that celebration and to say that they were Stanley Cup champions as well did mean a lot. And, again, we appreciate, you know, those fans and some that have passed. But for the ones that had a chance to in their lifetime to be able to, you know, see or watch or hear the Kings that they won a Stanley Cup is definitely a huge reward for everybody involved.
Yeah, I was very fortunate to be at Game 6 against New Jersey with my father. And all we could do for the last, whatever it was, 5 minutes, was just sit there and just hug each other and cry ourselves to pieces. And being able to see you and see Nick and see Bob and Jim after and give you guys all big hugs was just so just unbelievable. And I can't think of a more deserving guy this year for the Foster Hewitt than for Nick Nixon.
Well, I'm here, Jeff, and thank you very much. I appreciate that. Very nice of you to echo those words. Jeff, I'm going to give you a chance to win some Popcornopolis popcorn. Are you ready for our question?
I'm actually ineligible. I already won this year.
You did? Okay. Well,
I did.
When December rolls around, we'll make you eligible again. How about that?
Well, thank you. I appreciate that, Nick.
Yep. Thanks, Jeff.
I'm calling from the Voo in Newhall, so we all say congratulations and get home safe.
All right. Thanks very much. Appreciate it. All right. Here's our question. Which former King was the first rookie in NHL history to get more than 300 penalty minutes and score more than 15 points in his first season? I don't like that question. Let's not do that. I don't like that. I want someone to win. All right, we'll try this one. Who was the first Coyotes player to become an NHL head coach? Who was the first Coyotes player to become an NHL head coach? That's a little tougher. 800-222-5222. Let's go to Eagle Rock and Aaron next up on the show, King's Talk. Hi, Aaron. How are you?
I'm doing good, guys. How you doing?
Good, thanks.
Congrats on your recognition, Nick, over
Thank
the
you.
Weekend. Well, well, much deserved. And I had one comment and a question. My comment was about Dustin Brown. It seems like he's, even though he got his goal tonight, it seems like these past three or four years, he's been real slow starts to the season, and it seems like it just kind of has an effect on him. And then when he gets it going, by the time he gets it going, the season's already kind of maybe halfway over or almost over before he starts. It gets it going. Have you seen that kind of trend with him, kind of a slow start?
Well, yeah, I mean, his last two seasons, his numbers have been down from what he had established. Earlier in his career, this is, I think, his 11th NHL season. And, you know, he's one of those players that the Kings are counting on for anywhere between, you know, 18 to maybe 25, 30 goals a year. I think you put Marian Gabrick in that boat. Gabrick is struggling early on with one goal in 15 games. The Kings are putting Tanner Pearson, a young left winger, certainly hasn't established his game like Gabrick or Brown has. They're looking for him, though, to complement the other players with some scoring. So, you know, maybe tonight we'll get Dustin going in the right direction. We've talked about this during the show this season. He seems to always get his chances, his shots on goal. He's the team leader in that category. So you've got to think that as long as a player like that, who, you know, understands the game, if he gets those you worry when they don't get the chances, but if he continues to get as many chances as he's gotten, it's got to even out at some point during the season.
I agree, and I think Dustin Brown, you know, to this point, has had some great opportunities, And I think, you know, you look at the line that he was playing with tonight, Kopitar and Tanner Pearson, I'd like to see that trio be left together for a period of time. You know, I know Daryl Sutter, you know, from time to time he's looking for different things. But I think there's some chemistry to be built there. I think Kopitar and Dustin Brown, they have a history. They got a relationship. They know each other's tendencies on the ice. Tanner Pearson, I think, can feed off of those type of guys. You've got the physical element with Dustin Brown. You've got the playmaking ability of Kopitar and then the quickness of Tanner Pearson. So I think they have the ability to be able to, you know, get some good chances, and they also have the ability to finish. So I'd like to see that line stay together for a period of time.
Aaron, who was the first Coyotes player to become an NHL head coach? Any idea?
Oh, man. First Coyotes player to
They moved to the desert, so it's a player from 1996 going forward. So it's someone who played for them in the last 20 years and then became a coach.
Are they still coaching currently?
No. There's another hint I'd give.
Boy, you're generous tonight,
generous
Nick.
Tonight, I am. Any idea?
I don't even know. I'm going to just guess Sean Burke.
No. Sean, he's been an assistant coach, but not a head coach. Good guess, though. Thanks, Aaron. Appreciate it. 800-222-5222. We're here at the Mixing Room at the JW Marriott. We've got the Ice Crew ladies with us, Amanda and Lauren. And do we have a gentleman out here in the crowd?
Yes, we do.
Yeah, hi there. What's your name?
My name is Jeff.
Hi, Jeff. What's up?
In your opinion, who would be the best defenseman to bring to the Kings, in your opinion, for both of you?
Oh, if the Kings were to acquire someone to fit in, boy.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I don't know who's really on the market. I mean, if you're looking for a big splash and a top four caliber defenseman who's going to play 20, 22, 23 minutes a night, you're going to have to give up something of substantial value to get him. So I don't know. I you know, it's too early in the season. I know clubs are looking to you know, upgrade going forward, but I think defensively Matt Green should be back soon. I like McBain's game. The more he plays, the more effective he seems to be. So I don't know. Do you have someone in mind that you'd like to see with the Kings that's playing with somebody else on defense?
In a perfect world, P.K. Subban, but...
Yeah, it's not going to happen. Yeah.
Either that or we could have, from the Hall of Fame last night, we could have brought Lidstrom back, Pronger, and those guys. I mean, they'd all be good fits.
Montreal would trade him to us for Drew Doughty.
I mean... No trade. No trade.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, that's the problem. I mean, you've got to be realistic about it. If you're going to play GM, you know, you're not going to fleece teams.
Yeah.
I mean,
congratulations, Nick.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Jeff. Thanks for stopping by. Now, who was the first Coyotes player to become an NHL head coach?
No idea. Gretzky, but I know Gretzky was the owner.
Yeah, he did coach them, but he never played for the Coyotes.
Played for them, yeah. That's the only thing I can't think of.
Yeah, well, thanks. Good guess. Every guess is a good guess. Thanks for stopping by. Appreciate it. 800-222-5222. Let's go to Sean in La Habra next up on KABC and Kings Talk. From the Mixing Room. Hi, Sean.
Hi, guys. First of all, Nick, congratulations on your night. Up 487. You, Bob Miller, and Wayne Gretzky got me hooked into the Kings. I just want to say thank you so much.
Well, thank you. Thank you for the nice words. Yeah.
I just want to know your thoughts on this year's Hall of Fame class.
Pretty impressive. I mean, you can't argue that they don't deserve to be there. Three defensemen. And a guy who probably played defense when he had to play defense, Fedorov, better than a lot of defensemen. That's how talented Sergei Fedorov was. But, yeah, Sergei Fedorov, Nick Lidstrom, Phil Housley, tremendous skater, longevity. That's certainly something you look forward when you look for when you contemplate who should be a Hall of Fame player. And, of course, Chris Pronger, who might still be playing had it not been for the injuries. So, I think they're all very worthy. Angela Ruggiero, let's give Angela some love here. Born in California, Panorama City. I saw her briefly in Toronto over the weekend. She mentioned she played for, I think, the Pasadena Leafs, is it? And, congratulations to them all. Well-deserving class, for sure.
All right. I have a question on your question.
A question on my question. All right.
Does this include the old Winnipeg Jets?
No. Coyotes. That's why I mentioned from 96 on. So he played in Arizona for the Coyotes, and then he coached in the NHL after he was a Coyotes player. So eliminate right. Winnipeg Jets people. Do you have a guess?
I do. So if I'm 0 for 9, let's go with Oleg Tverdovsky.
You know, no. Not Oleg.
Your streak is alive.
Former King briefly in his career, yeah. Sean, thanks for the call. Thanks, Sean. Appreciate it. All right, let's take a break. We're at the mixing room. Coyotes win it 3-2. Vancouver won. So now the standings have Vancouver 19 points in first, the Kings second with 18, and Arizona with the 17. The Coyotes are 6-2-1 on the road this season. Both the teams that we saw tonight, the Kings and Coyotes, have better road records than home records. 800-222-5222. We'll take a break. Back with more of your calls on Kings Talk. Again, the question, who was the first Coyotes player to become an NHL head coach? We'll be back right after this.
Do you have trouble getting a good night's sleep? Most adults do for one reason or another, and I was no different until I found my pillow, and I've never slept better. If you've got back or neck pain, if you suffer from insomnia, if you snore, do what I did. Get a MyPillow. It's made in the USA, it's machine washable and dryable, and it comes with a 10-year warranty. And if it's not the best night's sleep you've ever had, you've got 60 days to return it for a full refund. But don't just take my word for it. MyPillow was just selected as the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation. So MyPillow is making their biggest offer in history. Listen to this. Buy any MyPillow at the regular price, and you'll receive a second MyPillow absolutely free. Just use discount code KINGS at checkout, and you'll also receive an unprecedented 50% off everything on the MyPillow.com site. Find out what more than 4 million people, including me, Nick Nixon, already know. MyPillow. The best night's sleep you've ever had. Guaranteed. And remember, use the discount code KINGS at MyPillow.com.
Someone told me that we gained a whole hour with daylight savings time. Kind of crazy that there's 25 hours in a day now. What's that? And now, your top five reasons to visit Morongo. Number five.
You could win a brand new Infiniti Q50, plus a share of $8,000 in free slot play this Sunday.
Number four.
Are you ready for some football? Join us at Tacos and Tequila for viewing parties with food, drink specials, and prizes every Monday and Thursday.
Three.
Find the season's hottest gifts in Morongo's Holiday Gift Shop. Open all month long to Morongo Rewards members.
Number two.
Don't miss the amazing Morongo $300,000 giveaway all month long.
And the number one reason to go to Morongo Casino Resort and Spa.
Spice up your weekend with Little Joe y La Familia. Performing live Friday, November 20th.
Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Conveniently located on the I-10. Less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Morongo. Good times.
King to Carter, who scores?
The home of Kings hockey.
KABC. Los Angeles.
Orange County.
A Cumulus station.
Get your hands-free device, lower your radio, and give us a buzz. Not necessarily in that order. 800-ABC-KABC. That's 800-222-5222. It's King's Talk with Nick and Daryl.
All right, back here at the Mixie Room. I want to get this in before the show ends, and if I do not off during the show, Daryl. as you know, it's been a busy week for myself and my family. And again, I want to thank all of the fans, Kings fans over the years, for their kind words and encouragement. If there's one thing that I think we broadcasters use as a motivation or an inspiration to do the best we can, it's the feedback we get from you fans. So thank you. I mentioned it on the ice tonight, but the tremendous job in Toronto coordinating everything, the people coming from out of town, not just for me, but for all of the inductees this year. Kelly Massey with the Hall of Fame, Chairman Lanny McDonald, the Kings organization that have been so great to me and my family over the years. Thank you to Luke Robitaille, Kelly Cheeseman, Mike Altieri, Jeff Mulder. They all made it to Toronto. And special thanks to my partner, Daryl.
Thank you, my friend.
It's been great. Where does the time go? 17 years we've been working together, and You're the partner I've been with the longest, and it's been so much fun, and I've learned so much listening to you talk about the game and explaining it to the fans. So thank everybody who was involved in it. It obviously is something that our family will never forget. All right, who is the first Coyotes player to become an NHL head coach? And let's see, where's my list? Did I? Okay, here it is. Let's go to Davey in Ventura, 800-222-5222, 800-222-5222. Davey, how are you? Welcome.
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah.
We all feel really lucky to have you both, and as well as our TV commentators as well. We have the best. Double duos.
Well, I can't argue with you on that count.
I did want to ask you about what you thought. Maybe obviously we needed to score another goal tonight at least, but do you think McNabb's not quite ready? I kind of think maybe that's the case. And do you know if Green is going to come back anytime soon?
Well, you know, McNabb, the turnover there that led to the Hanzo goal in the first period, but... you know, he's been, you know, he's a young player. This is just his second year in the Kings organization. He's a young player. He's going to make mistakes. And I think as long as you see progress on a regular basis, that curve is going in the right direction. You know, if everybody's healthy, is he stay in the top six? Of course, his play will dictate that. But, you know, I think in the big picture, he from where he was when he first got here last year, Daryl and Davey, to now, I think you got to be very... please, number one, and number two, you've got to think that he'll be a part of the team for a long time.
Yeah, and I think when you look at, you know, when you're playing on the ice with Drew Doughty, you're going to be playing against the other team's top-end players. That's just the way it is. And, you know, mistakes are going to be made. I think it's, you know, when you look at, there's there's no intent on those mistakes. He's trying to do the right thing. So I haven't got any problems with him making mistakes. It's not like we see it every shift. He's throwing the puck blindly. He's patient with the puck. I think he's learned a lot and come a long way. Should he be on the top pair? You know, I think a lot of that has to do just because of the personnel the Kings have right now. So I think when the Kings have their full contingent of defense and everybody available, you're probably going to see him move down a little bit. From time to time, he'll move and play in that position in the top pair. But, you know, sometimes you put a guy in a position where he's not quite ready. But I think he's an NHL defenseman. I think he'll continue to keep getting better. And, you know, tonight was just one of those things that he's got to work through, and he'll get back on the horse the next game and, you know, accept the next challenge that comes at him.
Davey, thanks for the call. Here's the question. Who is the first Coyotes player to become an NHL head coach? Any idea?
I know that I don't remember a lot of the retired Coyotes. To be honest, I remember most of the ones that are still out there, but I was thinking maybe Holt.
No, incorrect. No. Davey, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. I get it. The other night, Daryl, we had a caller. It was the Florida game. Was that Saturday,
yep.
Florida? The Kings win 4-1, and the caller said the Kings scored soft goals.
Soft goals, yep.
Here's Kings head coach Daryl Sutter regarding the team effort. His quote tonight were, "We were soft on all three goals against." Is he related to that caller? I looked at that and I said, I got to put that in. 800-222-5222 at the mixing room at the JW Marriott. And gentlemen in the back of the room, hello there, sir. Welcome. What is your name?
My name is Patrick, Nick.
Hi, Patrick. How are you?
Fine, thanks. Want to congratulate you on your entry into the Hall of Fame.
Thank you.
I'd like to ask you, over your long career, is there one moment as a broadcaster that stands out as the most special moment to you?
Absolutely. Stanley Cup number one. When I think we all knew the game was decided when Jeff Carter scored in the second period to make it 4-0 after the Kings had those three first period goals and the Devils on that major penalty. For me, when Carter scored, I knew it was going to happen that night. And when the clock started counting down and people were standing and cheering, it's the loudest we've ever heard the building. And it was a moment that I know you, the fans, were waiting for, the players were waiting for, and us as broadcasters alike to be part of the club's history we're a part of. So I don't know if anything going forward is ever going to top that, only because it capped off a playoff run where when it started, nobody expected the Kings to do what they eventually did. So, yeah. How about for you? What's your greatest Kings moment?
I'd have to say that first cup, too.
Okay.
My daughter looked at me and said, I've never seen you so happy in all of that.
Well, that's the other thing. How many people were, like everybody said, grown men were crying in that arena that night. Patrick, give me the right answer. First Coyotes player to become an NHL head coach. I'm going to give you a hint. Okay, here's a hint. He coached the Boston Bruins, played for the Coyotes, coached for the Boston Bruins. Any idea? 5 seconds.
It's a great hint, but I don't have any idea.
Okay, thanks for stopping by. Appreciate it. All right, 800-222-5222. Let's go to Augie in Sherman Oaks. Kings Talk. Talk Radio 790 KBC. Hi, Augie. How are you?
I'm doing okay.
Okay.
I love the effort tonight by the guys for the most part, but Arizona just seems to have our number this season. And Mike Smith actually he plays really well against us. But
yeah, he does.
For the most part, yeah, he really does. It's just one of those things where you've got these certain players who just rise to the occasion against certain teams, and unfortunately, we're on his list of those players. I mean, those teams that he does this against.
Yeah, and the other thing, Augie, is, you know, we mentioned the first Hanzel goal on the turnover by McNabb. And when you're playing a division rival, you know they're going to be close games. And those mental, if you want to call them mistakes or miscues, they can be the difference in the game. And certainly you don't want to certainly put all of the blame on one player or person. But, you know, those are plays that, you know, turn games around.
Those are. And regarding McNabb, I think that he was really put in a trial by fire with last year's situation with Slava Voynov. And he's really had to kind of expect to be growing up really fast. And he improves. And once in a while, he'll make mistakes, just like young players do. They'll have that mental lapse, and it just happens. It's just the nature of the beast. But,
yeah. And the other thing is, and we talked about this, I mean, we were just talking about the first Stanley Cup in 2012. You look at the experience the Kings had then, just 4 years ago, not even 4 years ago, 3.5 years ago, the experience the Kings had then on defense compared to now, when you look at NHL games played, it's not comparable. So, you know, there's going to be, as we said, there's going to be some ups and downs, and you hope the ups are outnumbering the downs and the players continue to go in the right direction. Augie, give me the right answer. Former Coyotes player, first Coyotes player to become an NHL head coach, and we told you he coached the Boston Bruins. Who is it?
Okay, it's funny. I was juggling between two of them, and I'm going to go with Mike Sullivan.
Mike Sullivan, that is correct. Played for the Coyotes from 98-99 to 2001 and 2002. Coached the Bruins for 3 years, from 2003-04 to 2005-06. So good job, Augie. Stay on the line.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, stay on the line and give the guys your address, and we'll get you Bailey's Best of Popcornopolis gift basket, filled with all of your game time favorites, such as the world-famous caramel, cheddar cheese, cinnamon toast, kettle corn, and, of course, Zebra. Each flavor is handcrafted one batch at a time using only the finest and freshest ingredients available. And we'll get you your basket to your home faster than a Drew Doughty slap shot. Be sure to visit popcornopolis.com for store locations and delicious gifts for every budget. So Augie is our winner. We'll have, let's see, we'll get to another caller. And then while we're listening to the caller, I'll get you a second question to ponder. 800-222-5222. Coyotes over the Kings tonight, 3-2. Let's go to John in Anaheim. Hi, John. Welcome.
Hey, Nick. Congratulations to you and your family. Believe me, there's nobody more deserving of that honor. You're a Hall of Famer now, baby.
Yeah, thank you. Well, yeah, it's been special. And, you know, I've told this the last day or two. The luncheon was yesterday when they honored myself and Bob McKenzie, who won the Elmer Ferguson Award for journalism. And before they introduced me first, so but when they
rightfully so.
Yeah. Well, I guess they didn't go alphabetically, obviously. but the moderator James Duthie from TSN starts introducing all of the former Foster Hewitt Memorial Award winners that were in attendance, and there were quite a few. Then he names off all the Elmer Ferguson Award winners, and there were quite a few. Then he names off all of the Hall of Fame players that were in attendance, quite a few. And I'm going, do I really, are they going to really put me in this? I mean, it's just, it's mind-boggling. It's, like I said, it's exhilarating and humbling and all of that, and then some. But thank you. Thank you.
I think our friend Chick Hearn is smiling down from heaven. And I also had a question, and I'm sure he probably has, but I thought maybe some of the people might like to know. Did Vin call you? Or did Scully call you and congratulate you?
No, but I haven't been home in 3 days. I might have a message on my machine. Who knows? I need sleep, number one. I have not slept in 3 days. We'll get the sleep out of the way, and then we'll check the phone messages around 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon.
Piccolo, when you dedicate a game, you are supposed to win the game.
There you go. Well, I kidded. One of the TV guys was up in the booth as we were breaking down after the post-game show, and I turned to him and I said, the Kings are 0-1-0 on Nick Nixon Legends Nights.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Hey, one more thing real quick.
Yeah.
Hey, real quick. Hey, I can't remember, but if you could you share the story, speaking of Chick and Vin? I thought it was you, but it might have been Bob. The story of before we won the Stanley Cups and they're showing their rings.
Oh, yeah, that was with
you,
Bob Miller.
You remember that story?
Yeah, that was with Bob Miller. They had the three television icons from the different sports. And Bill McDonald, I think, was doing the interview. And this is about 15 years ago. And Bill talks to Vin about his World Series rings and Chick about his NBA rings with the Lakers. And, of course, Bob very cleverly and rightly so said, well, here's my wedding ring, so, which might be to all of us the most important ring we have for us married guys. So, John, thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
All right. You got it, buddy.
Yep.
Take care.
Appreciate it. All right.
Bye-bye.
We're about out of time here. The homestand continues. Kings need to get some wins here at home. They're just 5-5-0 on home ice. They're 4-1 on the road. The Islanders will be here Thursday night at 7:30, and then the Edmonton Oilers come in on Saturday at 7 o'clock. The Oilers without Connor McDavid, who broke his collarbone last week, so we won't be able to see him this time around. So everybody, our thanks to Amanda, Lauren, the ice crew ladies for helping out, Wayman Porter, Joe Armstrong, John Traconis, Christian Collins, on the technical side for Darrell Evans, Nick Nixon saying so long and good night. Again, the final, 3-2 Coyotes. We'll talk to you pregame show 7 o'clock Thursday with the Islanders on your home for the Kings all season long. Talk Radio 790 KABC. Good night, everybody.
The Kings are back.
Back comes Gavrik, left wing to the circle, a shot. He scores!
They'll stop at nothing to reclaim their throne.
King to Carter, who scores! Toffoli to the net, shoots, scores! Moving in, Kopitar, scores!
Don't miss a second of the action as the Kings go for their third cup in 5 years. Kings, Islanders, Thursday at 7 on your home for Kings Hockey. Talk Radio 790 KABC.